This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday ordered the 5,000 National Guard troops brought to Washington, D.C. last week to quell protests against the death of a black man in police custody to begin to withdraw, saying the national capital was, in his words, under perfect control. Even as he withdrew the National Guard troops, however, key former U.S. military leaders continued to voice their opposition to Trump's reported threat a week ago to use as many as 10,000 active duty military troops to augment local police in Washington against demonstrators protesting the May 25th death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The death of the 46-year-old Floyd was who was held down on a city street for nearly 9 minutes by a white policeman who pressed his knee into Floyd's neck, has spawned nearly 2 weeks of protest in the United States. Some of those protests have been angry, violent clashes with authorities. Saturday and Sunday, tens of thousands of Americans in dozens of U.S. cities protested peacefully against police abuse of authority against minorities, with few reports of clashes with authorities. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has justified the use of force to clear Lafayette Park across the street from the White House last Monday evening of protesters just ahead of President Donald Trump walking through the park to stand in front of a historic church holding a Bible. Barr is the top law enforcement official in the United States. He said the protesters were given 3 warnings to clear the park before police and authorities clad in riot gear advanced on them, firing pepper balls. Barr denied the use of such chemical irritants such as tear gas in clearing Lafayette Park, although the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention defines the pepper spray that was used as a type of tear gas or riot control agent. From Washington, D.C., this is